people see rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
We'll be right back. 54, music from the future. Future.
that you'd be forever the same? When did you become so easy to change? Can't like who I want. No, that's not true.
Keep you down. This is the Area 54 with Tim and Mike, and we're full of opinions here, and this last set, we're going to have a lot of opinions about it. You just heard Kruder and Dorfmeister, songs called Akon. It's off the album 16 Effing Years of G-Stone Recordings. G-Stone's been around for 16 years producing great music. Kruder and Dorfmeister, of course, they're a shining star on that record label. One of my favorite songs from 07 off their latest album, Yeah Ghost. Actually, it's not their latest album. They actually came out with a best of since then. But Yeah Ghost, their latest original album, Swing is the name of the song. Great song. Coral Reuben before that did a song called Honey Mine. And Cut Copy off their new album, Zonoscope, we played a song called Blink and You'll Miss a Revolution. Started off the whole set with, in my opinion, the best emerging Swedish artist to come out. They didn't really come out. They've been out for a while, but definitely the best album from Sweden, I think, for 2010. Clinging to a Scheme by the Radio Department. The song's called Heaven's on Fire. You like that song, the rest of the album is that good or better.
They've been around for about 10 years, I think.
They have, actually. Not a new artist, but they definitely are considered new by a lot of the bloggers and a lot of the people that might be new to this music. New to us, really. We haven't been playing Radio Department but for maybe a half year or something.
Yeah, especially since this last album. It's changed the sound a little bit. But some people would argue that Robin probably had the best album
commercial.
As a Swedish artist.
Yeah, I mean, my opinion. That's my opinion. And I think I'm right. In the test of time, 20 years from now, when they look back, they all have forgotten about Robin.
Know, 20 years, and I'd have to throw Roxette in there, too.
They all have forgotten about Robin.
I don't know.
She's just their little pop star.
She's been around for a while.
Yeah. She's a pop star, though.
Hey, she sold out the Wonder Ballroom.
That's true.
In town, so.
Yep.
I don't know. Lots of opinions there, Tim.
Yeah.
So the Scooter
Dork. What do you think? What's your opinion?
Well, I mean, Robin isn't really the sound that I like. I think she makes some great music.
But so admit it. You agree with me.
No, I don't agree with you.
I never
agree with you.
At least you're consistent.
So Kruder and Dorfmeister cut this song specifically for this album, I read. And it's one of their first songs in a long time together. And if you're into the old Kruder and Dorfmeister from like back in the days of the K&D sessions, which is like, you know, that's like what, 15 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound anything like that, but you know, they've evolved. It sounds more like a mix between Peace Orchestra, which is Kruder's side project, and Voom Voom, one of his side projects, or Zoom Zoom, whatever. Voom Voom, right?
Voom Voom, yes.
And then Dorfmeister's other side projects. Kind of just seems like a mix, more of a just kind of a mellow track for them.
Yeah, the track doesn't really surprise me at all. It's kind of where they're going.
Yeah.
Where they've gone on their
own.
But
it's also not, like, I wouldn't say it's a standout track.
No, they're just producing background music now. Sorry, but
people would argue that all their music is background music, though.
Right, right. I think that's, it makes nice, it's good music to work to.
Okay. Now, you used to say good music for a hair salon commercial.
Good music not to listen to. Is that what you're saying? That's not what I'm saying.
All right, we're going to go back in time a little bit to a track from Organic Audio off his Love Light release. It's called Somewhere in Between. It's Tim Mike with Area 54.